what I was wanting to know is, because I love hearing you talk about who's giving advice. What did you did you learn anything musically? I know what your mom told me. She felt like you learned from Sammy. But what did you learn? Did you learn anything?
I learned how to say the Z's real good and all this. Man, I can't tell you the shit I learned from
him. How old were you when they got? Do you remember? How young were you when you?
I think I was 18 when they split up.
Oh yeah, so it was in your like formative years.
19, 20, 18 to 20 years. Oh, wow. Old. There was like a
so rough, elementary, middle, like and high.
Rough patch there. Yeah. They got together when I was in eighth grade.
Okay.
Yeah, eighth grade. All the way through high school.
What did he teach you?
Everything I've told you tonight, just about.
Mm.
Man, he taught me a lot.
You look up to him?
I love Sammy.
Even at the beginning?
Till now.
When he came into your life, you're like...
At first, I was like, man, this dude's a dick. You know, but I loved him to death just because I thought he was such a badass.
Yeah.
You know, he was always running heavy equipment. He was killing big deer. He was shooting big guns. He was fucking always standing up for, you know, what Aaron Tippin said. You got to stand for something. Yeah. And fall for anything. He was always standing up for what he thought was right.
Wait, he was doing all this while he was a superstar back then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I remember one night they were opening, my mom and Sammy were opening hotchickens.com and their restaurant together. And we worked our asses off all day in there. I wasn't in school yet. I was in school, but it was break. And we went over to the restaurant was at the corner of Old Hickory Boulevard and 24 West.
And what was it called?
Hotchickens.com.
And yeah, did they have their names on it at all?
Lori Morgan, Sammy Kershaw, hotchickens.com. Okay. And it had, like, you could order it through online.
Huh.
You have the order with to you within a day.
Yeah.
Like, it was,
that's it was awesome. Legit. I did.
Plus, it was a full-blown restaurant.
This is my first time. I knew there was a restaurant, but I didn't know about all that.
So, we needed to go to a Walgreens. There's a Walgreens now at the corner of Old Hickory Boulevard and Dickerson Road, but it wasn't there at the time. So the closest Walgreens was Neely's Bend, Gallatin, and Gallatin Road, which was about 8 miles from where we were.
Right.
So we ran over there, and there was a guy standing out front, and he had a cardboard box. You know, he was begging, but he had his daughter with him. And Sammy has four daughters now. Mom saw the little girl or whatever. We had done gone in and got our shit and come out. And I hopped up in the back seat. And looking back at it, you know, I didn't think much about it back then being the age I was. But now looking at it, I'm like, damn. Sammy pulls up to him. He said, hey, buddy. He said, you need some money? He said, man, I got my daughter out here. He said, I'm just trying to do this, to do that. He said, well, I'll tell you what. He said, do you need a job? The guy said, man, I'd love a job. And he said, well, I'll tell you what. He said, I'm opening a restaurant. I need some. He said, I know construction. I'm good with wood. I know how to do drywall. I know how to do this. He said, well, perfect. That's what we need done. He said, that'll lead to a job at the restaurant. Come on. He said, tomorrow be there at 10 a.m. Here's the fucking address. And the guy was, he looked at it, he was appreciative, but you could tell that he was a little disappointed. Sammy said, meet me at the front door of Walgreens. So we pulled back around, and Tommy drove a big old fucking excursion. It was on like 40s and...
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Was it short?
Oh, dude, it was fucking...
What color was it?
Black.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Man, he taught me a lot.
You look up to him?
I love Sammy.
Even at the beginning?
Till now.
When he came into your life, you're like...
At first, I was like, man, this dude's a dick. You know, but I loved him to death just because I thought he was such a badass.
Yeah.
You know, he was always running heavy equipment. He was killing big deer. He was shooting big guns. He was fucking always standing up for, you know, what Aaron Tippin said. You got to stand for something and fall for anything. He was always standing up for what he thought was right.
Wait, he was doing all this while he was a superstar back then.
Yeah. I mean, I remember one night they were opening, my mom and Sammy were opening hotchickens.com, and their restaurant together. And we worked our asses off all day in there. I wasn't in school yet. I was in school, but it was break. And we went over to the restaurant was at the corner of Old Hickory Boulevard and 24 West.
And what was it called?
Hotchickens.com.
And did they have their names on it at all?
Lori Morgan, Sammy Kershaw, hotchickens.com. Okay. And it had, like, you could order it through online.
Huh.
You have the order with to you within a day. Yeah. Like, it was,
that's it was awesome. Legit. I did.
Plus, it was a full-blown restaurant.
This is my first time. I knew there was a restaurant, but I didn't know about all that.
So, we needed to go to a Walgreens. There's a Walgreens now at the corner of Old Hickory Boulevard and Dickerson Road, but it wasn't there at the time. So the closest Walgreens was Neely's Bend, Gallatin, and Gallatin Road, which was about 8 miles from where we were.
Right.
So we ran over there, and there was a guy standing out front, and he had a cardboard box. You know, he was begging, but he had his daughter with him. And Sammy has four daughters now. Mom saw the little girl or whatever. We had done gone in and got our shit and come out. And I hopped up in the back seat. And looking back at it, you know, I didn't think much about it back then being the age I was. But now looking at it, I'm like, damn. Sammy pulls up to him. He said, hey, buddy. He said, you need some money? He said, man, I got my daughter out here. He said, I'm just trying to do this, do that. He said, well, I'll tell you what. He said, do you need a job? The guy said, man, I'd love a job. And he said, well, I'll tell you what. He said, I'm opening a restaurant. I need some. He said, I know construction. I'm good with wood. I know how to do drywall. I know how to do this. He said, well, perfect. That's what we need done. He said, that'll lead to a job at the restaurant. Come on. He said, tomorrow be there at 10 a.m. Here's the fucking address. And the guy was, he looked at it, he was appreciative, but you could tell that he was a little disappointed. Sammy said, meet me at the front door of Walgreens. So we pulled back around, and Tommy drove a big old fucking excursion. It was on like 40s and.
Was it? Oh, yeah. Was it short?
Oh, dude, it was fucking.
What color was it?
Black.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was fucking badass. So we pull up to the front door at Walgreens. Sammy gets out. He takes old boy and his daughter in there, buys her a bunch of nail polish and some toys for a little girl, and bought them, you know, back then.
Did y'all all go in or
no,
just wait?
It was just Sammy. Yeah. It was about, you know, back then, $50 worth of food is about $200 worth of food today.
Yeah.
And
unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. Thank you, Joe Biden. We appreciate that. And so, I mean, he bought her like a pack of little girl underwear and stuff from Walgreens, bought him some deodorant, and bought the wife, you know, her deodorant, and it hooked them up, you know.
Yeah.
And dude never showed up. Guy never showed up, and it hurt Sammy's feelings. Mm. Like, I watched it hurt his feelings, you know what I mean? It was like, man, he's just going to be begging somewhere else, and he could have had a good job here. You know, we would have probably given him a little sign-on bonus to make sure his daughter was taken care of. Or
reckon why that memory sticks out to you?
Because it shows what a good heart he had all the way across the board. Mm. Somebody who's an asshole that everybody paints him out to be, don't do shit like that. I say he's an asshole because that's just our relationship.
Yeah.
But I do think that he can be. I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
I wear it and own it proud.
Yeah.
But it just, man, that fucking killed me for him and my mom. My mom was like, I really hope he shows up. And Sammy said, yeah, I do too. He said, I don't think he will. He said, but I couldn't not do that. And that's always been a story that sticks out to me.
Yeah.
If I got $20 and you need it, I'm going to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to catch some repercussions from Kristen.
Yeah. Later. But do you think he helped instill that in you?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's not a doubt by my 100%.
What do you think? Because he was there in your, like, some formative years. I know your mom told me that about hunting and,
oh yeah,
and stuff like that.
We call it hunting around here.
Hunting. Like little, like things like that, you know, because your daddy wasn't around or wasn't able to be there, you know. But for those formative years of yours, and those were formative years, it's like, you know, Sammy was, he taught you how to hunt or helped you with baseball or whatever.
Well, it taught me how to fucking stand up for myself, for sure.
For real?
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%.
Was he the one that, taught you how to,
yeah,
to fight?
Taught me how to fight, taught me how to fucking do whatever it is I know how to do now. Where I learned.
Be man. Like, what about cars and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course. The fucking cars. And that was something I wish I would have held on to with him, was carpentry.
Oh, yeah.
He was a great carpenter. Is a great carpenter.
Huh.
One of the best carpenters I've ever. We did a birdhouse project.
That's cool.
My senior year. Okay. We did a birdhouse project my senior year. I was in a class called Construction Corps, which,
mm-hmm.
And so anyway, our teacher was like, I want y'all, and my teacher was also our football coach, or defensive line coach, and so he would be like, Jesse, you got the class for the last 30 minutes, y'all have fun, and so I would have to fucking assign the class to do something, like I was like his little teacher pet.
Yeah.
So we had this fucking birdhouse project. I remember like it was yesterday. He was like, well, at the end of the week, we're turning in birdhouses. And everybody in the class was like, fuck. You know, birdhouses were a bitch. Because everybody was going to do this and this.
Right,
but
yeah.
What were you going to do around it?
Yeah.
Know? So I took it home and I told Sammy, and he was like, let's go Lowe's. I was like, all right, let's go. So we drug Lowe's. We got the fucking wood and we built this fucking masterpiece. It was like a 3-level birdhouse. Had shingles, it had, and it was perfect.
Was he wanting to go above and beyond?
Yeah, of course. So when the next day, it was ready to go the next day. He was like, I get a text message from him at like lunch. When's the birdhouse due? I said, Friday. He said, what time is your construction class? And I said, 1:30. He said, I'll see you there. And I was like, fuck.
See you there.
I was like, fuck me. Look, in my mind, I'm like, I've done something wrong.
Oh, man.
I'm in trouble, or I'm about to get embarrassed. One or the other. So when we come into class, a buddy of mine runs out. He's like, yo, your stepdad's in there. And I'm like, fuck. And he was like, your birdhouse is bad as fuck. And I was like, what? So I walk in, and the construction teacher and Sammy have got this fucking thing sitting on this, like, pedestal.
Sammy's already talked to the teacher.
Yeah. It's, like, sitting on this pedestal, and they're like, hey. So our teacher was like, if Sammy's in town on Thursdays, he's going to be y'all's teacher for the remainder 45 minutes.
What? That was a real thing?
Yeah. So, like, he would come in and fucking teach us different carpentry cuts for the saws. And, like, it was cool as fuck.
Wait, are you wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, dude, he was.
And he loved it.
And, look, I know him and my mom are just fucking at each other's throat still.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and I know my mom is my mom. And,
yeah.
Randy is a
awesome,
sweet soul.
Yes.
And I love him to death. But
no doubt.
But I tell you, Sammy taught me so much, you know, about, man, there were times I couldn't cry, you know, as a kid, you know, 13, 14 years old, you get in trouble. Sometimes you fucking get a little teary eyed, mm-hmm. You get teary eyed, you're going to get your ass whooped again.
Yeah.
You know, and, it was just always a learning experience with him. He taught me a lot. Taught me a lot, man. And, You know, I drive by his house every day here, the one he has here in town. Drive by his house every day when I take Kimber to school, and I drive back by it when I come back from bringing her home or bringing her to school. And, you know, it's just always like, fuck, should I pull in there? You know what I mean? And you're like, I don't know. But we got that show together in Austin on April 20th, so we'll see how it goes. It's going to be a but every time I've run into him, talked to him a few times over text, and he's I'm not getting involved in him and my mom's relationship.
Right, of course.
Not doing that. I get involved in mine and his relationship, and that's going to be about as far as it goes.
What would you want Sammy to know?
Shit, I love him to death.
Yeah.
You know. My old Kershaw impersonations ain't nothing but nothing but love for him. You know?
Of course.
And that's all it is. You know, I just hope that he'll understand that eventually. You know, hell, I don't have no problem with Sammy, man. I got nothing but love for him. Hell, if I'm doing work in the yard or working outdoors in general, usually it's Sammy Kershaw playing in my fucking headphones.
I've been with you.
I can't listen to Keith Whitley while I'm fucking tilling a garden.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, now we get done, the sun's setting, we got steak cooking on the grill, glass of wine, I'm going to put on my dad, and I'm going to fucking try and impregnate my wife.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. I ain't got no hard feelings with Sammy.
Was it hard at first?
Oh, yeah. It's still hard.
Yeah.
It's still hard. He was my hunting buddy.
Yeah.
It'd be like Kristen's dad. You know, me and my father-in-law. Something were to happen to him, man, I'd lose my hunting buddy. You know, I'd lose somebody I have life conversations with. Because hunting isn't just about killing. It's about life and nature and, you know, learning the world or learning nature.
Were there times you'd ever, like Sammy would be in the kitchen by himself at night and you just go down there and y'all just have conversations?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. I'd hear him down there making a German chocolate cake and I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm in. So I'd run into the bathroom, hit my fucking water make pipe a couple times, you know, out of a water bottle, hit the motherfucker with some foil and a straw, hit it, and I'd go down there and hang out with him.
Yeah.
And I wish I'd have known that he was smoking weed too, because I'd have just been like, fuck it, let's roll a joint and smoke together.
Right.
But.
Kind of had to keep that a secret or hidden
from him. Yeah. Many a times, man. Many.
You believe he gave you some wisdom?
I believe he gave me a lot more than some wisdom, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. And I honestly, I carry a lot of what he gave me, and I feel like, you know, Sammy got shunned a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I feel like that might have something to do with me, you know, because I don't play the bullshit. I'm not playing their fucking game. He wasn't playing their game.
Why do you think it has something to do with
you? I know for a fact that one day we were on the way to school and there was a pop station, 107.5 The River.
Mm.
We were listening to it and they made a joke about Sammy Kershaw and Lori Morgan.
And you, yeah, and just
Sammy went to the fucking radio station.
After that?
After dropping me off at school, went to the radio station and was banging on glass.
Hmm.
They made some jokes about my mom, I guess, and Sammy was pissed. And it shot him in the foot, I feel like.
Really?
Yep.
That was a big...
I feel like it shot him in the foot because you weren't supposed to do that.
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to be an artist standing up for another woman artist or...
Yeah.
To a radio DJ. Back when radio fucking meant something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like radio don't fuck. What the fuck does radio do
it
for you?
It means nothing.